With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. Nova Scotia Premier Tim Houston wants to ensure every bit of available help is coming to fight the largest forest fires in the province's history. A letter sent from the Premier's office to the Prime Minister Wednesday lays out a long list of needs, including military personnel and equipment, helicopters, vehicles, and temporary housing for firefighters coming from out of province. An update provided by the Department of Natural Resources and Renewables Thursday morning shows approximately 20,000 hectares are burning across 16 sites. The largest wildfire is in Barrington Lake in Shelburne County at just over 18,000 hectares. During Thursday's briefing, Premier Houston said the list of requests included in the letter is not meant to be exhaustive. He is asking the federal government to inform Nova Scotia of other supports that could be helpful instead of waiting for a request. In the letter, he states, quote, "You know your resources best and know what can help in a situation like this. Given the seriousness, any other resources at the disposal of the federal government that we haven't mentioned but could help, please send. We ask for your common sense and support. If we have used the wrong terminology in any of our asks, or there are issues with the format of the ask, please be proactive and help us assist struggling Nova Scotians as quickly as possible." End quote. Houston says he learned lessons from Hurricane Fiona in September of 2022 that he doesn't want to see repeated in this emergency.
Once we'd kind of been through the urgency of the crisis, in my discussions with the Prime Minister, he looked me in the eye at one point and said that Nova Scotia didn't fill out the proper forms, and that's why the support hadn't come as quickly. I, of course, disagreed with that assessment, but suggested that even if that assessment were true, there's a time to act, and there's a time to get more fulsome paperwork later, and there was a time to act, and it was missed. So with that experience in mind, I was not willing to leave any room for a repeat when people's houses were literally burning. So we fill out the paperwork and we go through the channels. But at the same time, it's my hope that the Prime Minister and members of Cabinet and members of Parliament recognize that there's a time for action, and the time for action is right now.
The Premier's letter also looks ahead for ways the federal government can support Nova Scotia once the fires are out. The province is looking for early access to federal disaster relief funding and commitments to match Red Cross donations and rebuild critical infrastructure. Houston also asks for Ottawa to provide a temporary leave benefit to assist people unable to work because of being displaced or firefighters taking time from their jobs. The Premier said in a normal year, Nova Scotia would face fewer than 100 wildfires. This year, there have already been 196 and counting. He said the increase in number and size of the fires has overwhelmed provincial resources well beyond what they are normally prepared to fight. And while thousands of people have been displaced, Houston says the situation could be much worse if not for the bravery and dedication of everyone involved.
We've never faced wildfires like this before, and we have them all at the same time. I think the remarkable thing that people should not lose sight of is zero missing people. You know, zero reported deaths, zero serious injury. I mean, that says a lot about the professionalism of the response.
Fire crews are fighting a forecast calling for dry conditions and temperatures in the 30 degrees Celsius range Thursday. A reprieve may be on the way, as Environment Canada is calling for showers to begin overnight Friday and rain continuing to fall over the weekend through Tuesday. A team of Nova Scotia firefighters is expected to return from the Northwest Territories to join the effort this weekend. The province has already received support from other provinces in the form of water bombers from Newfoundland and Labrador and New Brunswick, and firefighting personnel from Prince Edward Island. Another press briefing is scheduled for Thursday afternoon to provide an update on how the firefighting efforts are proceeding. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.